USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An MLB game between the Washington Nationals and San Diego Padres erupted into chaos Saturday night after gunshots rang out near Nationals Park in Washington, causing players and fans to flee for safety. Videos of the incident quickly spread on social media, with the Nationals' Twitter account confirming gunshots outside the stadium. Players and fans could be seen running for cover. Four people outside the stadium were struck by gunfire. A rapidly growing wildfire south of Lake Tahoe jumped a highway, prompting more evacuation orders and the cancellation of an extreme bike ride through the Sierra Nevada on Saturday as critically dangerous wildfire weather loomed in the coming days. A CAL FIRE spokesman.
We're months into a very intense drought, so our fuel conditions are incredibly receptive to fire at this point.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Disturbing reports are emerging of hackers taking advantage of those killed in the partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo. Officials say the criminals are seeing the victims' names in the news, stealing their identities, and trying to make a profit. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
This person is using this technique in cookie-cutter style and applying it to others.
The details of how the crime is being committed is information investigators are trying to keep secret to the public to protect the integrity of the investigation. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott hosted a briefing on border security Saturday afternoon with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The briefing took place in Del Rio, a city about 160 miles west of San Antonio, along the border with Mexico. What's happening here at the border may be happening here today, but it may be happening in these other states tomorrow, next week, or next month, Abbott said. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new mask mandate in Los Angeles County that went into effect at midnight and designed to combat the spread of COVID-19 will not be enforced by the county's top lawman or his deputies. The new mandate from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health requires people to wear masks indoors even if they are already vaccinated against the disease. But Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the order is not backed by science and that it contradicts guidelines from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which does not prescribe masks indoors for most vaccinated people. The sheriff added that he will not expend our limited resources and that his office instead asks for voluntary compliance from the public. It was unclear if other law enforcement agencies would also pass on enforcement. A company backed by the U.S. government is helping Cubans around an internet blockade. Mike Fortier has more.
The Cuban government trying to block internet access on the island, but the U.S. government and a Canadian company are helping citizens get online. Toronto-based Siphon describes itself as a circumvention tool to provide uncensored access to internet content. The company saying Friday over a million Cubans a day have used its software this week to access the internet. The U.S. government financially supports Siphon, which Reuters reports has also been used in Iran and China. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.